Red Yellow here on Pipeline. That's a tune called Modern Phobias off their new record, Radios Burn Faster. The Anti-Love Project before that with This Isn't Love, and Mission of Burma started that set off with Nicotine Bomb. Before that, we heard a live set from Triple Thick, and everybody's sitting across from me right now. Want to introduce yourselves to everyone out in Radioland?
It's Mitch.
What do you do?
I play guitar.
He does nothing.
Yeah, right.
Well.
He's a pain in the ass.
What?
Yeah, play guitar, sing.
I'm Jim, and I play drums and sing.
I'm Ty, I play bass, and I sing.
Howie, percussion, occasional vocal.
Excellent. Now, you guys have a new record that's due out. This is the first one for, it's been a while since the last
Triple Thick
record,
hasn't it? Yeah, for us, it's been a while.
It's been, about a year and a half.
It's called Wrong Turn Road, and it took a long time to record because we didn't do it ourselves like we had in the past. We actually went to a studio. We went to Basement 247 in Alston and had a very talented, friendly guy named Jack Younger do it. He's done recordings by The Curses.
He's done a lot of good stuff lately. Curses, Conks,
Champ Offs,
Turpentine Brothers, Coffin Lids. Wow,
so it seemed like a pretty good place for you guys to step in there.
It was great.
Oh, it was fun. And Nick from New Alliance East, Nick Z.
Yep.
He mastered it, and that actually helped a lot.
I think just figuring out what songs to do this time around took a long time.
Well, Ty wasn't even on the album, actually.
No, that's right.
We had Johnny O'Halloran playing bass, so he was thinking for a long time, and then...
Ty's not on this record.
Yeah.
But Johnny, actually, funny story, was down in New York. The morning we were supposed to record, we already had the date booked, and he almost couldn't make it up because his girlfriend was sick, and she was in the hospital.
She was in bad shape.
She was in bad shape, but it ended up, she's okay, but... So he took he fung wadded up here at 6 in the morning, got here at like, I don't know, 2, and just barely made it in.
Anyway, he's good. He was good on the record.
He was good.
Anyway, Ty's back. And Jill Kurtz is on the record on lead guitar, and she'll be at the CD release playing with us. She's in a bunch of bands, KHT.
But not here
LWs.
Tonight.
LWs.
Not here tonight.
She's like all the lead players that we have. We're like a second priority because, you know, lead players are, you know. Yeah, they're upper class, you know, and we're not.
So. Yeah. But she's real good on the record. And
Charles Hansen.
Charles plays with
one of
Charles
on there.
Rock Bottom, Ross Phaser fame.
That seems like
does four songs on it, too.
Pretty good bit of rock right there to be had.
I like this record.
Yeah. We take pride in the fact that it's 12 songs in under 24 minutes.
So, yeah,
that's sort
so
of
it's almost
we're,
like an EP.
We're shooting
for.
It's almost too long.
Well, I think it's like an old-fashioned LP, which is, you know, just happens to be short.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So.
Yeah. Some.
Yeah, why have it takes that long? You know.
I don't know. Some songs are short. Some are long. We do short songs.
What's the longest track on this new record?
Like a minute.
2.5, maybe.
Yeah.
But it ranges from...
I wasn't sure if there were any that clocked like way past that 3-minute.
We actually
I don't think we hit a 3-minute mark.
We have a clandestine release before this one called Tudor Street, which is digging back into our archives because we used to tape a whole bunch of old stuff. And there's a song on there that lasts, 5 minutes?
Yeah.
Like Dead Drunk is 5-6 minutes.
I think you can get that on a website, Dead Drunk.
Okay.
It's at triplethick.com.
That's like
we've got the old website. That's
like a symphony or something if you guys can make it to 5 minutes.
Yeah, it's pretty intense.
It's 3 minutes too
it's
long.
It's tragic.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, it's pretty bad.
Now, you guys took on a heck of a lot of covers this evening here as well in your studio. Are there songs that you've tried to cover that you failed to make rock sufficiently and just had to give up on?
Oh, of course.
Oh, yeah.
We still play them.
We had like a country phase for a while. Like Mitch was bringing in like a lot of country tunes that were great songs, but it's like they were just like you can't do too much with them. Like
we just have
song
fun
3-4 time. You know, it's like what do you do with that?
Yeah, we're probably a one trick pony like the rest of everyone else. But you know, so what?
It's a good trick.
We got a lot of covers, but we just sort of end up moving on.
We just have a lot of songs. We have a short attention span.
Well, that's...
Perfect. Where are we?
Some radio station.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. But you've got a show on Friday night.
Yep.
And it's at the Abbey Lounge. You're playing with the Tamp Offs and with
Turpentine
Brothers.
Yep.
Yep.
And for people who want to find out more about Triple Thick, where should they go to find out easily? Yeah, I mean, like, if you've got later shows that they want to go see.
Go to Jim's house. He's over at it's on Hampshire Street. And,
look under any bridge.
Yeah.
Actually, triplethick.com will tell you all that you need to know. And
go online
more.
And buy all the CDs.
All right. Well, cool. Well, thank you guys for coming down here.
Thank
this
you, Jeff. Thank it's you, Jeff. Pleasure coming down.
Thanks
it's
a lot.
To be here.
We've got a live performance next week from Freeze Pop on Pipeline.
Great.
We're stepping out of here, and we'll see you next week. We're leaving. This one's The Shrinking Islands. This one's called Big Nature Strikes Back.